Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your Valley Toyota dealers. Sports 620 KTAR.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
You can also watch us at KTAR.com/Doug and Wolf. It's the Doug and Wolf Show with Paul Calvisi. When every Monday morning here from Cardinals headquarters at 7:30, we have an opportunity to talk to head coach Ken Wisenhunt. Coach, good morning. I say this carefully, obviously, after the season comes to an end, but how are you doing?
I'm okay. I've got a cold that I'm fighting through, but happy new year to you and everybody else.
Well, thank you. I'm sure that the new year means something even more special to you to flip the calendar on 2010 and get excited for 2011. How quickly do you jump in to 2011?
Today starts the evaluation process. I think whenever you go through a season like we did this last year, since we are in the new year, then you got to candidly look at it, see what you have to do to fix it, and get it fixed.
And Wiz, what will that entail? Is that pretty much as a staff, you bring the entire staff together, just the coaches, or is it also front office personnel? What does that entail when you say the evaluation process starts today?
Well, it starts today with meeting with the team, and then individually meet with all the players, talk about where they are. It's obviously going to be a tough day because there's going to be a lot of players that you know you won't see again or you won't be on your team. And then as a coaching staff, we'll go through and evaluate each player, and we'll rank them, and we'll grade them, and we'll do that with the scouting department as well. We'll get together later in the week and then put a grade on them and look at where we are from a personnel standpoint, what our needs are going forward, what we think we need to do. And then I meet with the coaches and go through, you know, areas that we fell short, why we fell short. And, you know, once again, you look and evaluate everything, and then the process starts by obviously – nobody knows what's in front of us right now with the potential labor situation.
Right.
But we have the Senior Bowl coming up, which is the College All-Star Game, which is an evaluation of talent. And then also free agency at some point. So you got to start evaluating the potential free agents, looking at what you can do to change, to make it better, to fix it.
And you jumped right on Doug's question there. Today it starts. You know, how much does a season like this fire you up and get your competitive juices going?
Well, it's hard, Paul. I mean, I'm used to, in the short time we've been here, being in the playoffs right now. And when you're not, you know, it really kind of shocks you that, okay, this isn't right. You know, you're frustrated, you're disappointed, you're angry. And the only way to get rid of those emotions is to get back to work and to get it fixed. You know, the worst thing about it is it's not a quick fix. It's not something that we can go get five players today and everything's fixed and ready to go tomorrow. You know, our hands are tied as far as being able to, when we can get it done, we got to start the process. And, you know, you want to, it's almost like after a game. You're ready to get back on the field because as soon as you get back on the field and you start working for the next week, you can put that last week behind you. But we don't get a chance to get back on the field or make moves with our team for a while. So you have to just go through the process of getting ready to do that so it won't move as quickly as you like it to.
I can easily understand losing is answer number one, but what is the second most frustrating thing about 2010?
Opportunities. You know, you watched that game last night between Seattle and St. Louis, and you just think very easily with a couple of games here or there. Let's think about Tampa Bay. Let's think about Minnesota. You know, a couple other games during the course of the year where if it goes our way, if we make the plays in those games, we could have been fighting for the division. We could have had a chance to win it and go to the playoffs again. And, you know, when you have a year when you lose a lot of players and you have a transition where you got a lot of young players that you got to put in slots and expect them to play, you know, to have an opportunity to fight for a division would be something that was good. But to think about the missed opportunities more than anything, and yesterday was a good example of that. We bust two coverages and give them big plays, two touchdowns. We have guys running wide open down the field offensively, and we can't get them the ball. And, you know, those are the things that are really frustrating because you know that the plays are there to be made, and too many times this year we didn't make them. There was a number of times where we did. Dallas, we made some plays. Early in the year against St. Louis, the first game, you know, you think about Steve Breston running from behind and knocking the ball out. making those little plays that make a difference in the game. And, you know, that's probably the second most frustrating thing is the opportunities were there, and we didn't get it done.
And then, of course, Wiz, you talk about the missed opportunities, and in particular, maybe the misreads or the missed opportunities to hit big plays on the offensive side of the ball, and a lot of that points to the inconsistency at the quarterback position. Is it an oversimplification to say that it's just going to be the quarterback situation that needs to be fixed here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, that's an area that has to play better than what it did for us this year. It is such a critical position to being successful as a team. And that's an area that has to be a priority as far as getting a plan and getting it fixed. But, you know, we've got a lot of areas. It's hard to sit here and say it's one thing or it's a quick fix when you're 5-11. You got a lot of areas that you have to look at candidly. You've got to make decisions. You're going to have to say goodbye to some people that have been good football players for you because either they're not getting it done or they can't get it done. And I think the one thing that you have to do is you have to be honest in your assessment. You can't let emotions get involved with making those decisions. Let's say, for instance, you have a player that's not performing, not getting it done. You may have an emotional attachment to this player because he's made some big plays for you in the past. And a lot of times what happens is you'll hold on to that player. Because every time you see him, you think about, man, I remember in that Super Bowl year, he made a couple of plays that really gave us a chance to get there. And that clouds your judgment. And what you can't do is have that. You know, this is what a year like this does. It's got to shock you into understanding you have to make decisions that are going to be tough decisions to get back to where we know we can be. And that's a team that can win the division and go to the playoffs.
And you make tough decisions at quarterback this year, and there were four different guys that ended up playing this year. How much the fact that just one guy didn't step up and grab it, how much did that keep the offense from maybe reaching its full potential, you think?
Well, I think there's a number of factors. You can't sit there and just say it was just the quarterback. I mean, we had receivers drop balls. We had backs that missed protection. We had tight ends that missed protection. You know, they got quarterbacks sacked. It's a team game. And there was a lot of guys that were at fault for that. You know, we didn't have consistency from the quarterback position, which is tough. But, you know, you can't just say it was the quarterback. That is a part of it. That is an area that we have to address. But it's not just that. You know, we had many times where quarterback did some good things for us, and we weren't getting it done in all areas. So, it's like I said, it's a team game. And we have to go through and look at it and see where we can get better in all aspects.
It's obvious, Coach, that as you sit here this morning, you have so many people to talk to. And anything you say, things might change differently. You never know with the way the draft works. And like you had mentioned earlier, the labor agreement. But listening to what you said to Wolf was really eye-opening about how players that mean a lot to you as a person and what they might have done in the Super Bowl year has nothing to do with what they might have done in 2010 and going forward. Are there some big name changes that fans probably will be shocked with that as you sit here, you're kind of thinking of going in that direction?
Well, you know, Doug, I'm not thinking of going in a certain direction with any particular players right now. That's what this process is all about. And I wish I could tell you that it's something that could be completed in a day or two and I'd have all the answers, but it's not. Some of this is going to come down to how they perform in training camp. You know, when we get into the mini camps, when we get into the OTAs, when we get into training camp, it's got to be based on production and what you're doing on the field. It can't be, okay, look, I made this play 2 years ago. I can make this play, put me in there. I can show up on Sunday and play. No, you know, that's not it. If you're not doing it on the practice field, if you're not doing it for us consistently, whatever situations that we put it in, I don't care who you are, you're not going to be in there. You know, we can't make the kind of mistakes that we made this year. It's what led to us being 5-11. That's got to change. So, you know, I guess the free pass for the veteran that's had success, and I'm not particularly pointing the finger at any veterans. I'm just, there could be a second or third year veteran that falls into this category. If you're not getting it done, we're going to make a change. We're going to get the best guys. And if that means we have to go out and try to find somebody else, whether it's free agency or if we have a draft pick that we can get to address it, you know, we're going to put the best players out there. Not that we didn't try to do that this year, but what was very disappointing was a lot of times when we put players out there, they didn't get the job done. And that's, you know, that's tough.
Coach, we've been talking about and kind of dancing around the whole 2011, the uncertainty that is out there because of the CBA and the labor situation right now. How much will that impact decisions that you're going to make going forward, or will it have any impact whatsoever?
That, you know, we don't know that. There's a lot of unknowns out there, and I think that that's what going forward is one of the things that's the most unsettling. We don't know what's going to be, what's going to happen as far as a timeline, what our access to players is going to be, what our ability to get draft picks in here, get free agents in here. There's a lot of things that are unknown right now because of that situation. Hopefully, everything will be worked out before the deadline, and we'll proceed forward as in a regular offseason. And, you know, at that time, I could maybe answer that question, but right now, I don't know.
Difficult.
You know, I was talking to Alan Faneca and just asking, you know, how far away is this team from, you know, getting back to where it was the last 2 years? And he said, well, look, it'd be one thing if you flipped on the film and we were getting dominated. That's not what it is. There's as much of it, you know, the mistakes that are self-inflicted is what other teams are doing to us. That being the case, do you see this offseason as fine-tuning, or do you see it as major changes ahead?
Well, I think that to sit here and say that we're not too far away when we're 5'11", you know, that's the kind of thing that'll get you in trouble going forward in the future. So we are. We're a ways away from being the team that we need to be. Does that mean we can't get there this year? Oh, no. I definitely believe that we can get it fixed and be ready to go, because the one thing that I am encouraged about this whole season was we played a lot of young players this year. And a lot of those young players made some good plays for us. And they will get better with an offseason under their belt, with a training camp under their belt. It gives us a great core group of guys going forward. But, you know, we've got to look at areas that we can improve and address those areas. And there has to be a sense of, if I'm not getting, it's a production-oriented business. If you're not producing, you're not going to play. You're not going to get paid. You know, professional football is a great job, but you know, there's you can't make excuses in this game and expect to be successful. When you're thrown into a game as a player, even as a coach, you have to make a call or you have to make a play, whether you've had a rep on it, whether you've practiced it or not, whether it's something you haven't seen. The guys that can do that are the ones that are the best players in the league. They're the ones that are successful. Too many times this year, we had opportunities to do that and we didn't get it done. And then you got to look at why. Why is that? What's the case? What's driving that? And then you got to try to fix it. I don't believe we're from what Alan said about not being dominated. If you put on our tape, you can look at a lot of different areas where plays were there to be made and we didn't make them. Now, you know, the one thing I'll say to counter that is look at how many returns we had for touchdowns this year. So we do have athletes. We do have guys that are around the ball that can make plays. But we can't inflict so many wounds on ourselves that we can't overcome it. And that's what we're doing. And, you know, we could. I kept hoping week in and week out that we'd show up and we'd get past that. You know, that's something that can change quickly. But until you see it change, you can't say it's going to change quickly. It's something that's got to happen based on seeing guys make plays on the field. You look at the Dallas game. Dominique makes a play early in the game. All of a sudden, it's like the switch flips. We're playing football the way we're supposed to play. You know, why can't that happen on a weekly basis? Why have we got to bust a coverage and let Vernon Davis run down the middle of the field on us and score a touchdown when the week before we didn't do that? The week before we make a play, we intercept the ball, or we cause a fumble that changes the way the game goes. And, you know, that's when you talk about it being a process and that there's so many things you have to look at and evaluate, there are. But I am motivated. I am fired up to do that because it hurts tremendously. It almost hurts as bad as losing the Super Bowl not to be in the playoffs. The fact that, you know, it's frustrating because you feel like you've tried to build something here that we can be successful, win the division, go to the playoffs, and that's a heck of a lot of fun, especially with our fans and how they support us. And when you don't do that, you feel like something's missing. So, you know, that'll motivate you more than anything to get it fixed and get back to work.
What went right in 2010?
You know, that's really hard to say, Doug, right now. I think special teams as a whole for the year was one of the bright spots for our team. LaRod did a nice job as a return man. Our coverage units, even though they were spotty at times, for the most part did a nice job. That was an area that, and a lot of that is because we had some of those young players playing significant roles. So that's an area that I'm excited about. Our red zone defense was very good. We did a nice job with that, and that's something that we got to continue to build off of. You know, there were times when our running game was pretty good. I think we ran the ball effectively when we were running the ball, but we weren't able to run it as much because we couldn't convert third downs, and that was an area that was poor. But, you know, once again, being realistic, there weren't a whole lot of things that were great. They're not going to be on a 5-11 team, and if you're sitting here saying there are, then you're going to have problems going forward.
Wiz, being a former player, you know how important leadership in the locker room is. How did you feel the leadership in the locker room was overall?
Look at the way our team stayed together. You didn't see any cracks. You didn't see any complaining. When you have a team that's expected to win the division, you know, by us, I'm not talking about outsiders. When we expect to win the division and we don't, and we have some games that didn't go very well, then you start to see maybe some chirping here in the paper or, you know, in the media, or you start to see some negative things. We didn't have any of that. And, you know, our leadership hung in there with us, and they helped our guys to have the right mindset about how to prepare and how to play. And from that, I'm very grateful.
Thanks a lot for your candidness today, and good luck in starting 2011.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Toyota dealers. Sports 620 KTAR.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.